In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Right outside the church, next to the banner advertising this service of lessons and carols, there is a pride flag attached to the wrought iron fence. We put up this flag in 2022 for Pride Month, which is June. And at the time, I thought we'd leave it up just for that month. But then someone stole the flag. Well, giving the benefit of the doubt, I thought maybe they wanted to wave it in the Pride Parade. So we put up another one. It wasn't too long before that one was ripped off and left dangling by a corner in a sad heap on the sidewalk. So we put up another one. Eventually, that one too was defaced, this time with feces. So we put up another one. This pattern has continued, and I probably purchased 25 pride flags at this point. They're only $10 a pop, so not cost prohibitive, although we might need to start a pride flag fund, because I insist that we keep doing this. I've heard from a few newcomers that the flag is the reason they walked into the doors of our church. A transgender person told me, "My Christian identity and my gender identity are finally no longer at odds with one another." After years of self-loathing, this was a true cause for rejoicing. A young man who saw the flag while walking down the street knocked on the door of the parish house and asked me if it was okay that he was gay. I said, "Yes, absolutely, you are who God created you to be." He burst into tears, thanked me profusely, and went on his way. I never saw him again, but was grateful for the chance to speak some good news into his life. Christmas is a time to celebrate Christ's incarnation and also our own. What do I mean by our own incarnation? Well, to live in Christ is to have Jesus's presence uniquely incarnate in each of us. How I manifest Christ's presence within me looks different than how you manifest Christ's presence within you. A person's gender identity, as well as their sexual orientation, are part of this. It's part of their unique manifestation of Jesus. The same goes for ethnicity, personality traits, physical attributes, IQ, spiritual gifts. The list goes on. And it all comes into play when Christ's light shines through us. It's the beauty, joy, and diversity of Christian community. It's what makes us the body of Christ with different members. And yet, we don't tend to see ourselves as little incarnations, do we? We forget that Scripture says we are beautifully and wonderfully made. We forget that God knit us together with intention and called us by name with purpose. It's a little ironic, actually, because we live in an age of authenticity, an age in which people are very concerned with discovering and expressing their true self. We are all about self-actualization and self-determination. We seek to find meaning and purpose in work, in relationships and extracurricular activities, maybe in service to others, but ultimately in curating a life. Curating a life. And usually people go about curating a life without giving too much thought to religion, and certainly without giving too much thought to the institution of the church. This is not surprising. In the age of authenticity, people view institutions with suspicion. At best, they're seen as confining to one's journey of self-discovery, And at worst, they're seen as oppressive, as indeed many have been. So rather than grounding our identity in Christ, we might end up constructing our identities through a series of choices in the curating process. Now, there's an element of freedom in this, to be sure, but also pressure and burden and feelings of discontent, if not despair, when our choices don't create the life we're looking for, when we face suffering and ambiguity that we can't make sense of, and that society can't make sense of because we live in a culture that seeks the good without God. So, dear friends, what is a good, faithful Christian to do? Well, I tend to take inspiration from Mary at this time of year. We all know that Mary said yes to God. We extol her fiat, which is Latin for let it be done. This was her response to the angel Gabriel when Gabriel told Mary that she would become the mother of Jesus. Let it be done unto me according to your will. What Mary did not say is, what's in it for me? That is the question most of us ask when curating a life. And it's not a bad question. Time is a commodity. We want to use it wisely and in a way that's beneficial to us so that we can reap some reward, some return on investment, like professional development, deepening a relationship, financial security, a better body, a quieter mind, all good things. But if we're always concerning ourselves with what's in it for me, we will miss out on the greatest blessing of all. Our starting point must always be obedience to God, first and foremost. Jesus is not only our Savior, he is our Lord. And when we start there, the reward we reap is greater than we can ever ask or imagine. Mary essentially says, God, I'm yours. Let's do this. She didn't expect God to make life awesome for her or shower her with money and prestige. She probably thought, this is not how I expected my life to look at all. Certainly not the one I would have chosen from a catalog. And we know that things got rough for Mary. Almost being kicked to the curb by Joseph, giving birth in a stable, watching her son suffer and die. In Mary, we see that being blessed is not the same thing as getting a present. Blessedness is being used for God's purposes, more than it's about getting what we want or things going our way. And we never know simply based on how life feels in a given moment whether or not we are experiencing blessing. The paradox of it all is that leaning into our identity as disciples of Jesus is the very thing that allows us to truly self-actualize. We seek God's will for our lives, we stand in obedience, and we follow Jesus Christ. And this all leads us to grow and flourish into what God created us to be, reaching our spiritual potential and using our many gifts. I don't want a curated life. I want an incarnational life. If you do too, can I get an amen? To experience Christmas is to trust that God can manifest the light of Christ in you. That God can once again, in the most unexpected and unlikely ways, be born in you and in me and our beautiful and difficult world. In worship tonight and throughout this season, Jesus is with us, incarnating his love through us. May we hear his words of tenderness and assurance, knowing that every aspect of our identity was perfectly created so we can use it to glorify our Creator. Christ adores you just as we adore him. Amen.